We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Joining us right now, a guy who the other night hit a couple of home runs, drove in five runs, not a bad night.
Nope.
He's in the lineup today, and that's Clint Frazier of the New York Yankees. Clint, Joe and Evan here in New York. How are you?
Hi, Clint. How are you?
Good, guys. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right. Doing all right. The first thing I want to ask you, how difficult has it been for you? Because you've kind of been up, you've been down, you know, you had the injury, you know, you go to the minor leagues, you call back up again. Well, how difficult is that for you, you know, to continue to be consistent when you have that kind of up and down situation like that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, going up and down is never easy because all you want to do is stick in the big leagues. But, you know, I think the thing that made it easiest for me last year was, you know, whenever I did get sent down, it's not like it was because I wasn't performing. So, you know, I had to go down there and continue to just do whatever I was doing and wait for the opportunity. And, you know, it didn't come about last year, but, you know, it did this year. And I'm just trying to stay healthy, man. I mean, that's all I can do, and go out there and continue to perform the way that I can and try to break out of this little slump that I've been in the last couple of weeks.
Well, you did yesterday,
yeah,
2 days ago,
sure.
Two home runs and five RBIs, which
yeah.
Isn't bad. You know, on sports talk radio, Yankee fans will talk about what do we do when everyone's healthy? What do we do? What do we do? Do you worry and think about, hey, I got to perform now because what happens when Giancarlo comes back? When does Aaron Judge come back? What happens to me? Do you have that in your mind, or do you completely try to kind of block that out and play baseball?
You know, I try to block it out, but obviously, you know, those guys are in the lineup and they've got the track record that they have, so it's hard not to think about it. But, you know, right now I have to continue to just try to stay in the moment because, you know, both those guys are going on their own schedule and I'm trying to go on mine. So whenever it comes to them, you know, they're going to be in the lineup and I have to do everything that I can to continue to be in the lineup myself. So, you know, we got a really good team. So it's just one of those things that, you know, whoever's performing the best, I think, is going to get the nod. And you know, I'm trying to put myself in a good position to continue to show up to the ballpark and see my name in the lineup. And, you know, I think the other night was a good way to continue to do that.
How much fun, Clint, is it hitting in Camden Yards?
I think it's a lot of fun for all of us, guys. You know, I mean, obviously we've had some good success here. And, you know, Glaber and Gary keep going out there and hitting home runs. And I'm just trying to hit my own. And they're making it hard to keep up with them. So, you know, we got a really good team, and, you know, I think to some people we're surprising people, but to ourselves we're not. So that's the coolest part.
How are you feeling physically? We know you dealt with that concussion last year, which is a scary, scary thing. How are you feeling right now with all that?
I'm good. I mean, I'm good. I'm not dealing with any effects of it still, and, you know, the ankle's good right now. It's just a matter of, you know, going out there and performing, and you know, these pitchers are good, and I'm still getting my feet wet up here and getting used to playing every day. So, you know, I got to give these guys credits, man. They're really good, and they've done a good job of shutting me down the last couple of weeks. But, you know, I feel good going into the game today, and I'm looking to try to build off what I did the other night.
Clinton, we're talking to Clint Frazier of the Yankees. They get ready, and my prediction is we'll sweep the Orioles today, even though Sanchez and Gleyber Torres are not in the lineup today. We're talking to Clint Frazier of the Yankees. They will win game four, I think, later on against Baltimore today, the way things are going. But nevertheless, how good has this team been? I mean, you look at all the guys that have been injured, you know, Judge and Stanton and Didi, and we could go right on down the line. Paxton's out now. CeCe looks like he's going on the IL again and all this. And this team just continues to win. How about that?
Yeah, dude, it's awesome. You know, I mean, obviously our clubhouse is as confident as they can be. And, you know, we knew we had depth, but, you know, you don't know what the depth's going to be like until it's tested. And our guys have gone out there and we've performed way higher than the expectations of what people probably thought. But, you know, like I said, I mean, in this locker room, we all know what we're capable of. It was just a matter of, you know, putting it together and clicking on all cylinders. And right now we're rolling. And, dude, it's a really fun team to be a part of. You know, I keep asking the question, has to be one of the youngest teams that we've had in a long time. So, you know, guys are going out there and we're just having fun. I mean, I think some guys are still starstruck to be up here, but, you know, we're competing as good as we can right now and just trying to go out there and give the Yankees fans something to be excited about every night.
No, they're excited. 31-17, first place in the American League East. We know the jump from AAA to the majors is big. What is the biggest difference between AAA pitching and major league pitching that obviously you're battling with every single night now?
I think the consistency, man. I mean, everyone's stuff is nasty. Everyone throws 100 miles an hour nowadays, which is ridiculous as it is, but you know, the ability to continue to repeat the pitches that they're throwing. You know, that's been the biggest thing for me is, you know, we all have the talent to play up here, but it's just a matter of can you do it every day? And, you know, these guys do it every day, and we got a lot of hitters that do it every day as well. So, I mean, how about DJ LeMahieu? I mean, he's as consistent as it is. So, and, you know, that's the thing that separates everybody is just the consistency, I think so.
Clint, does it bother you at all? I mean, every time I hear anything about maybe a Yankee big trade down the road, okay, maybe by, you know, the trade deadline, maybe they're going to go after Bumgarner, maybe they're going to go after Scherzer, who knows? I mean, we always hear this kind of thing with the Yankees, and the one guy you always kind of think of that's going to be part of a deal like that might be you, to be very honest with you. I'm sure you hear that kind of talk. How does that affect you, if at all?
Look, it doesn't affect me. I mean, I think people are just bored. You know, I mean, I think people just continue to use my name for some clickbait because they're trying to get some views on a story. And, you know, the narrative here has been I'm kind of the wild child, you know, the guy that people think is going against the grain at all times.
Right.
And it's that's not me. I mean, if people take the time to get to know me, they'll see that. So, you know, it is kind of annoying that people have turned me into, you know, per se the bad guy, but the guy that's supposed to get traded every time. But, you know, I'm still here, and I'm looking forward to being here for a long time if I get that opportunity.
You know, but I don't look at it. I mean, I don't know how other people might perceive it, but I don't look at it as you being a bad guy. I look at it like you got a lot of talent, and, you know, teams would have a lot of interest in you. I don't look at it that, you know, how you're kind of explaining it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm more talking about the early issues I had whenever I got traded over here, you know, the long hair, supposedly asking for Mickey Mantle's number.
Right.
Just stuff like that. You know, the people have painted the picture before they've gotten to know me. So it's whatever. I mean, I don't care what the people write because, you know, it's usually not coming from the people in our clubhouse anyways.
Well, I'll say this. As a fellow redhead or ginger, whatever we're going to define ourselves
as. You were going there eventually.
Damn right, guy. You know, I'm very proud of you. You wave that hair. You have it as long as you want it, all right? Show it off. It's a beautiful thing, all right? I'm a supporter of it.
Right.
I appreciate that.
Was that trade, when you were dealt, did you take it as the Yankees want me, or did you take it as some kind of insult? Because you were the guy in that trade. I mean, I remember when it went down around here, and we're not used to the Yankees trading a major league player. In this case, it was Andrew Miller for prospects. But you were the key to the whole deal. Did you take it as a compliment, or did you take it as an insult when you were dealt?
I think I took it as both. I mean, I had a hard time coming to grips with it at first because, you know, I'm the kind of person that takes a minute to warm up to people before I can, you know, be myself. And I kind of had a hard time coming over here and being myself because it felt like, you know, the media was critiquing me for everything that I did. And I think that they made it a little bit harder on me at first whenever I came over because I was a little bit different. I mean, I had the long hair. I was outspoken. I was excited to be there. So, you know, I think it took a little bit of time for me to get used to it and acclimated to the environment. And, you know, like I said earlier, I mean, I'm stoked to be here for as long as I can. And this organization's great, man. They've been nothing but good to me. And, you know, the guys in the locker room are great. And it's a testimony to the people that got everyone in this locker room here because, you know, we're not just good players, we're good men. So, you know, I'm really happy to just be a part of this organization every day
and I can. And I think the fans really like you, Clint, to be very honest with you. I mean, as far as that goes, I mean, I think that, you know, the fans like Clint Frazier. I you know, I get that sense for sure. Don't you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, I love the fans. I love the way that they have embraced me and, you know, I think that they're excited to see me for the most part whenever I'm out there performing. So it's fun whenever I am because, you know, those guys are in our corner. And we've had a lot of games this year where, you know, it's been like, wow, like the crowd is really into it right now. And,
sure.
and that's exciting because, you know, the fan base is such a big part of it and the way that they've embraced us this year. And obviously things haven't gone the way that they've wanted or we've wanted with guys getting hurt. So, you know, it's been really cool on both ends to see the way that the locker room is embracing it and the way that the fans are, too.
We're talking to Clint Frazier. One thing I noticed from watching you when you first came up 3 years ago is that you run everything out. You play the game very, very hard. And there's a lot of guys in baseball. I got to name names, but basically most guys in baseball don't do it on that level. You know, they hit a ground ball to shortstop. Right. Maybe they'll jog over there. Where did you get that from? Where did you get that sense of, I used to say, I watch Clint Frazier, it looks like every game is the last game you're ever going to play because you play it that hard. Where did you get that kind of sense from?
I would say it probably stems back to, you know, the way that the coaches instilled the just hustling out in high school for us. You know, I mean, we had to run everything out or else we were running poles after the game. So it was just, it's just one of those things where, you know, I think I already had that in me, but they continued to force it out of us. And, you know, I've always kind of played with a little chip on my shoulder because, you know, I'm not the biggest guy on the field. So, you know, I try to make up with it by, you know, being as strong as I can, hustling as much as I can, and just going out there and playing the game hard, because that's in the end an important thing for a lot of people.
Clint, great talking to you. Good luck today. Go out and hit a couple bombs at Camden Yards. Stay healthy, and we'll talk to you down the road, all right?
All right, guys. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, man. Take care.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.